If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Kevin Forker. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. With Halloween on the horizon, I think it's appropriate to ask the question, are ghosts and hauntings real? Or are they just our imaginations getting the better of us? Perhaps they are our way of comforting ourselves about our own mortality or the death of a loved one. If these things are real, then there is an afterlife. Well, the short answer is yes, they are real, and yes, there is an afterlife. But the more important question is, what are they? What is a ghost, and what is a haunting? Since there is a lot of misinformation out there that can cause people harm and spiritual difficulties, we need to have a proper understanding of a few things, because as long as we stay in our lane, we shouldn't have any problems. So let's put a few things into perspective. First, God created everything. This is called creation. In all of creation, there are two and only two intelligent, rational beings, angels and humans. So no, there are no aliens from another planet. See my video, Are Aliens Really Demons? For more information, I'll put a link in the video description. Angels are non-physical beings with what are called preternatural powers, or powers beyond the natural world, not supernatural powers. Supernatural powers are those powers that only God possesses. But angels can affect the physical world. They can manipulate the weather, move objects, cause hallucinations, cause us to see and hear things that aren't there, or not hear or see things that are there. There are good angels and there are bad angels called demons. God created angels first and put them to the test. The highest angel rebelled against God, and he and the angels that followed him in his rebellion were cast out of heaven and became demons. And they've been messing with us ever since. Humans are physical creatures with immortal souls. When humans die, we go before Jesus and are judged. This is called the particular judgment. This will result in the person spending all eternity in heaven with the good angels or hell with the bad ones. Nobody gets trapped or lost along the way needing help to get to the other side. When a person dies, their guardian angel, perhaps even Saint Michael himself, leads them to their judgment. And trust me, they know the way there, so your involvement is not needed. Some, if not most humans deemed worthy of going to heaven, will have to go to purgatory first. Why am I going through all this? To make clear what the options are when dealing with a ghost or a haunting. Now, to be clear, most, quote, hauntings have natural explanations and are in fact not caused by preternatural forces. But for those rare cases that are real, here are the options. It could be a good angel or a bad angel, a person in heaven or a saint, a person in hell, or a person in purgatory. But here's a tip. God has placed a barrier between the living and the dead, and he only allows limited interaction between the two. Generally, God only allows a one-way communication, not a two-way communication. We can ask a good angel or a saint to pray for us, and God, in very rare occasions, could send an angel or saint to give us a message. The good angels, the saints, and the souls in purgatory will not disobey God on this, but the bad angels and damned souls will. So anything that wants to have a two-way conversation or build a relationship is not from God, and would therefore be a demon or a damned soul, and their goal is to get you damned as well. God has made it very clear that we are not to try to contact the dead, Leviticus 19:31. Do not turn to mediums or wizards, do not seek them out. To be defiled by them, I am the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 18:10. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or daughter as an offering, or anyone who practices divination, a soothsayer, an augur, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. When we turn to tarot cards, Ouija boards, ghost hunting, EVPs, or go to psychics or mediums, we are breaking the laws of God. And since the good angels, saints, and souls in purgatory will not answer these calls, the only thing that could be answering is a demon or a damned soul. Quick note, damned souls are under the dominion of Satan and the demons. The chances of it actually being a damned soul and not a demon are slim to none. So no, that's not your grandmother, uncle, sister, mom, or dad. It's a demon pretending to be them in order to lead you astray in hopes that you will damn your soul. And when we violate the laws of God and do these things, we give the demons permission to wreak havoc in our lives and build attachments that are hard to break, and it could even require the Catholic Church to do so. In those rare exceptions when an angel or saint has been sent by God to deliver a message, it is important to note that it was not asked for, and even then, the spirit must be tested. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Jesus be cursed." And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:1-2. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. And if it truly is an angel or saint sent by God, it should say what it needs to say and then leave. Again, God does not allow a two-way conversation, except in very rare instances, such as the very few authentic Marian apparitions. This means that, though we each have a guardian angel, we are not to ask it for its name or name him. We can pray to our guardian angel for guidance and help. That's why he's there. Again, one-way communication. But we never ask questions, expecting to have a conversation with him. A demon is also there willing to pretend to be your guardian angel and lead you astray. As far as souls in purgatory, sometimes, and maybe more often than we think, God allows a soul in purgatory to interact with us in order to get our attention so that we will pray and offer sacrifices for their release. This can come in the form of lights flickering, objects moving, footsteps, disembodied voices, even apparitions, all the things associated with a haunting. Of course, these things can also be caused by demons, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Unfortunately, in America, our culture is Protestant, which denies the existence of purgatory. As a result, these pleadings from the poor souls go unanswered. Not having a proper understanding of these things, curiosity has gotten the best of us, causing us to do these things that are forbidden. At best, these poor souls become a spectacle. People pay money to go on ghost tours of places known to be haunted, myself included. At worst, people try to contact them, which attracts demons. As stated, the telltale signs of a haunting can also be caused by demons. Demons can get rights to act in a house or property when we break God's laws in those places, practicing Satanism, witchcraft, divination, conjuring the dead, making use of mediums, Ouija boards, tarot cards, even murder can give rights to demons in the place that those activities occurred. So a haunting can start off as a soul in purgatory, but when people start trying to make contact with it, which is a violation of God's laws, demons can show up and cause confusion. Therefore, a haunting doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be both. So how do you tell the difference? Well, a soul in purgatory will be benign. For instance, an apparition will show itself, then disappear. Demons are malicious, pulling your hair, pushing people down the stairs, things flying around and smashing, rooms completely torn up, are the calling cards of a demonic infestation. And haunted objects are always demons. But there's really no need to try and discern it. If these things start happening, assume it's a soul in purgatory. Pray and offer sacrifices for it. Talk to a priest and have a mass said for it. Use holy water. Do not talk to it, and do not use pagan practices such as burning sage, which will attract demons. If it's a soul in purgatory, it will eventually go away. If it's a demon, it'll get mad and things will probably get worse. Then it's really time to talk to a priest. So to review, a ghost or a haunting can be a good angel or a saint, but that's really not likely. What's more likely, and in fact it's going to be, a soul in purgatory, a demon, or a damned soul. But it's most likely a soul in purgatory or a demon. How do I know that I'm right and all those other theories that are far more prevalent are wrong? Well, the Catholic Church has been around for almost 2,000 years and has had a lot of experience dealing with these things. I've listened to the lectures and stories of Catholic exorcists and read their books. They say what I say, and it's not just theoretical, it's backed up with their experiences. People come to them with these problems, and these priests are able to make it stop by working under these assumptions. The priests bless houses, perform exorcisms on properties, and the demons leave and everything goes back to normal. If it's deemed to be a soul in purgatory, the priest prays for its repose, offering masses on the property, and eventually the soul moves on and the activity stops. Often contacting the Catholic Church is done reluctantly after having tried everything else first, burning sage, employing psychics, mediums, and paranormal investigators, all the things that make the problem worse. And since the Catholic Church was able to remedy the situation while everyone else failed to do so, many of these people convert to Catholicism, having come to the realization that it is the truth. Until my next video, God bless.